Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. So, it is Sunday again, beautiful weekend, nicest weekend so far weather-wise this year. It is quite an interesting day. I am coming to the table today with interesting energy. I got a phone call on Friday by my Halloween bosses telling me that they no longer will be needing my services due to the fact that sales were not high enough and the numbers don't justify my salary. It's whatever. I said, okay. Shocking, surprisingly, I think they were shocked. They're like, oh, you're taking it so well. And I'm like, well, you're telling me I can't, you know, I don't have a job anymore. So how else am I supposed to take it? And I guess, in all fairness to me, there are people in the world who would take it differently and maybe be upset, freak out. But the being upset or freaking out wouldn't change any part of the loss of the job. I don't know what I'm going to do next exactly. I know I have some options. I can go chase another job if I want. I can grow my weight if I want, which is, for those of you who might ever listen to this program, please send anyone you know who wants to change their life and lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days. They have 60 pounds or 80 pounds. We can get them there, healthy, on real food, in the driver's seat, no drugs, no surgery. Anyway, I had a coaching weekend scheduled for this weekend, and I just left myself open to have my vibrations and my resonating level risen to be able to open up to whatever opportunities there are in the world. That all being said, I think anytime you're going to step out onto the cliff or lean into a balanced pose in yoga or do something that leaves you unsure as to where you land, there's probably mindfulness there to know confidently you'll be okay, and at the same time, be aware that you need to be on your game. You have to be thinking most positive and most confidently that you are capable and that you are to happen so that the universe can deliver them. If you walk around in fear, then you will be bound like a prisoner. And I saw this quote the other day on Facebook that said, when you get past or overcome the fear of freedom, then you will truly have freedom. So, for me, I have responsibilities. I do. I have children that need to go to college and mortgages that need to get paid, things like that. I'm hoping that the company does the ethically correct thing and honor their contract and paying out, so it'll make it a little bit easier. Outside of that, I have to get up, and I've talked about this before, any given morning in Africa on the plains, the sun comes up, and there is some gazelle who knows they have to be faster than the fastest lion today. And there is some lion who knows he has to be faster than the slowest gazelle. So the sun's going to come up every day. Really, never really truly sets. It just goes to somewhere else in the world where it gets to be the sun and it gets hidden from us for a couple of hours. So in that time, when it's hidden, is when we have to rest and grow. Believe it or not, we do more growing and more healing physically when the sun is not out than when the sun is out. We may work out and tear our muscle fibers when the sun is out. We can earn our pay, but health as well. And without the investment in ourselves of rest, when the moon dominates and the sun is away out of our vision, that's when our bodies actually do most work. So, since Friday, I have allowed myself the opportunity to do that, be in that cloud, to be in the shadow and rest my brain and know that it's going to be okay. Because tomorrow morning, Monday, I'm going to have to be faster than the slowest gazelle. Or I'm going to have to be faster than the fastest lion. And I know that I can. And I know that I am. And I know that you are. And I know that you can. So when do we step back, stop accepting less than excellence from ourselves? When do we stop making the excuses for ourselves that it's okay to not love ourselves enough, to try our best, to give in and have that drink or two or three or four, to give in and have that food that's made with sugar and flour and nothing nutritious, even though it may taste good, to not love ourselves enough to say no to that partner or that man or that woman who really is not going to build us up, not going to give us love. All these things are opportunities for us to love ourselves enough to reach for excellence. I met heard a very nice woman coach this weekend. And I had to use the word typical, you know, older, very overweight woman who loves her dog enough, to have made her whole pitch, her whole consideration towards, her presentation based on so much that she's loved from her dog, which I agree with most of what she did. Very much like everything I needed to learn, I learned in kindergarten mentality, same thing. To love unconditionally, not to judge, to be thankful for every given moment, to live in the moment, to have a friend and be a friend. All of these things. But I couldn't help but look up at the stage and say, you would do everything right for that dog. Make sure the dog has good food to eat and gets the help attention it needs. Yet, I can just look and see that you're not giving yourself the time to be healthy. You're not honoring your own value. Then, and I'm sure you would be horrified. Most people are horrified to hear that I was judged severely for being an overweight man, an grossly obese man. And people were unforgiving. And everyone's always shocked when I tell that story, that they aren't part of that same social network that does that. They are. And we don't have to judge people who are fat as being good or bad. That's not the point. They're beautiful. They're wonderful. And they deserve as much love and are as important and have as much value as any king, president, senator, anyone who walks the earth. That all being said, I want them to love themselves, to give themselves the gift of attention to what we're actually putting in our mouth. Give themselves the love that goes with creating habits of health. I'm sure that she takes her dog out for a health walk on a regular basis. I'm sure of it. How often does she take herself out on a health walk? And yeah, there are viruses and there are illnesses. Things happen out there. And I know some people who have seen those, had those things happen, and have become stronger, brighter, more loving themselves and the world. And I've watched others would carry that around as a reason to tailspin down into catabolic, self-destructive energy. Self-destructive, when I say self-destructive, most people think alcohol or drugs, cigarettes. Self-destructive is eating bread. Self-destructive is eating bread and justifying it in your mind. Eating cake. Yes. It's absolutely, does it taste good? Yeah. Do I not like you or do I not think you're as good a person? No, I don't have any of those judgments. It's self-destructive. Society and nutrition has been, it's already been proven out. There's no value. As a matter of fact, there are things in those that, you know, by eating a certain way that actually hurt you. And we still do it. So, here we are. Sunday. I gave myself the weekend to have the sun, the moon be out and be quiet, silent. And when the sun comes up, tomorrow, I have to be faster than the fastest lion, or faster than the slowest gazelle. I know my choice. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm not going to do also. A place of inertia. Paralyzed by what somebody else's choice was to run their business. If you're an employee, that's what can happen. Even with the best of intentions of an employee, the hardest working, sometimes the business. Sometimes the business is closed. It doesn't really matter because the sun's going to come up tomorrow. Go enjoy your Sunday. Enjoy your week. Love your family. Mostly love yourself to reach for excellence. Have an amazing day, everyone. Nothing but love.